I wonder if we have any wordsmiths here. Walking dictionaries? You wouldn't confess to it if you were, I don't suppose, but what does that word precious mean? Jesus is precious, the organ played. He is so precious to me. And we just sang, precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. And I wonder, that's a hard word to define. I mean, you know what it is, I guess you do. What would a synonym be for precious?
Invaluable.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just going along with you because you know better than I do, I'm pretty sure.
Costly. Overwhelming treasure.
Now, that sounds like Roger's thesaurus. Overwhelming treasure. Precious. Costly. Valuable. Dear. Anybody else? What's precious?
Cherished.
Got a lot of good words that are describing what precious might mean. Unto those of you who believe, Peter writes, he is precious. And I think I heard someone say once that really that means he is revealing his preciousness to us in ever-increasing ways. Jesus is precious, but to those of us who believe and love and know him, he's opening that plethora of treasure, that unending supply of his beauty, his glory, just more and more and more. Jesus is precious, but he wants to become more precious. He wants to reveal himself to us in a greater way and wants to show us how much more wonderful he can become. And you found that maybe in things of life that they're precious and then after a little while they're not so precious anymore. They're kind of like mundane after a while. They lose their charm. They lose their attraction. They lose their, what was it, overwhelming, what did you say?
Overwhelming treasure.
That loses that glitz, but not with Jesus. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Lord, we pray that this day we could know you better. Lord, you could reveal your preciousness to us. That we would leave maybe this morning's service or this camp at the end of the week or the end of the day. Lord, we would leave saying Jesus is more precious than he's ever been before. You've revealed yourself to us. We've seen another facet of your character, of your grace and of your glory. And it's been worked into our own lives and our own hearts. And we've been changed into your image in a greater way because we've reflected you and we've beheld you. And as we've done that, Lord, you've worked in our own hearts. And so, Lord, we pray today, Lord, that you would reveal your preciousness to us in a greater way. That, Lord, we would see you, and in seeing you, we would be changed by you. Lord, you are beautiful to us. You are precious, and you are wonderful. You are costly, and you're that treasure, Lord, that our hearts desire. And we just pray that we might find you today in a greater way. Reveal yourself to the whole camp, Lord. We pray for the cottage this morning. Lord, reveal yourself. Lord, your preciousness. They're precious. These little ones, Lord, they're so innocent, some of them. And Lord, so cute. And Lord, we just pray that you would reveal your preciousness to them, that their little hearts, Lord, would be open, touched by you. Dear Jesus, come to the campers down in the village this morning that are gathered right now in their morning meeting. Come to them, Lord. Oh, Jesus, these boys that are, some of them tough on the exterior, but Lord, touch their hearts, melt their hearts, and draw their hearts, and may they see the preciousness of Jesus today. Bless the counselors as they've united in faith and prayer this morning and continue throughout this day believing you to work in their campers. Lord, we pray that from this day, this very beginning, that you'd work mightily among them. And bless Brother Peter as he presents to them the gospel, as he ministers to them. Lord, we just pray that you'll pour out your spirit there down in the village today and glorify your name. And Lord, our hearts are yearning for you. We desire you. We want to know you better. We pray, Lord, that you will become more precious to every one of us here. Thank you that we can be together. Thank you for bringing us, Lord, to this day. And now work in our hearts, Lord, to will and to do. Let not one thing fail of what you have ordained for this day in our lives at Pilgrim Camp. Fulfill all your good pleasure, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.